Hour two. Alrighty then, so we'll go ahead and continue to blast our way through all this news. Let's keep on going.
It's not normal.
All right. Let them smoke. Let them smoke. It's called freedom, says Donald Trump. So the legislation that was in play from the Biden administration to make cigarettes illegal, which I was kind of in favor for, actually. Trump has said, nope. If they want to smoke, they can smoke. Let them go. It's called freedom. Forget about it. So anyway, Trump is ixnayed the no smoking bill activity that was launched by Biden, or whoever it was. You know, probably Obama. We know Obama was doing everything. He was making all the calls. The CIA, the Mossad, and the MI6 and Obama were making the calls for everything that has gone wrong, the horrible things underneath the WEF, underneath the Draco Rep. Underneath Satan himself, the whole global satanic crime syndicate has been involved in running the United States and the West into the ground right now, and it's a miracle we're not in the middle of nuclear World War III. But I guess you already know that, don't you? Right, kids? Smart Jesus kids. All right, so anyway, praise God. Oh, and get this. So Trump has announced an executive order to reform or, get this, key word here, eliminate FEMA. So there's been some talk about eliminating FEMA. Now, if the guy... Okay, I don't want to say any of that. Let me see. How do I put this? Was anybody paying attention during Katrina? Does anybody remember that? I do. Like it was yesterday. I remember when Shepard Smith was standing in the middle of the freeway above the stadium, and on the right side of the stadium were all these FEMA trucks full of water. On the left side were all the people screaming for help and water that were trapped in the stadium, where there were rapes, all kinds of body fluids all over the place. It was one of the most horrible, horrible, horrible things that has ever been left to happen. Probably next to Helene in North Carolina, Asheville, Rockville, all that. To mankind in the United States. And I remember Shepard Smith standing on the freeway, crying on the air. I see FEMA right over here. Why don't they take the water across to the people that are screaming for water? I'm pretty much sure you know the answer, but anyway, if there's anything real at all about Trump and he doesn't eliminate FEMA, folks, come on. Reptilian Eye, a high-ranking Scottish Rite Freemason. He makes no bones about it, really. I have, oh, by the way, if you go to tribulationnow.com and you look at the new post, it has a picture of the Anunnaki spaceship. And then if you go inside there and you scroll down, you will see a video where Eric Trump is standing in the middle of the inauguration up a little bit, and he is doing that upside-down triangle symbol. Hey, I'm part of the Freemasons. I'm part of you. I want to drink blood and kill babies and have adrenal chrome and go to P. Diddy's house. Well, his wife is like smacking his arm saying, don't do that. You're on camera. Knock it off. I even put the strange, I don't know what it is, some kind of a epileptic seizure or something that Elon Musk went through. It was weird. He started staring up in the sky, kind of like convoluting his face. And blah, blah, blah. And I'm like thinking, man, how many of these are reptilians? I think it's a lot worse than we think, folks. I think we're a lot further along in the end times than we realize. I think something really big and horrible is going to happen. Unfortunately, well, fortunately, we're dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. Aren't we? Aren't we? And if we're dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, and our Father is our greatest love, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, with everything that you got. Love Him. Wake up in the morning and say, I love you, Father. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Father. I love you, Jesus. I trust you, Father. I trust you, Jesus. I trust you implicitly. Do with me what you will. Whatever you may do, I thank you and I praise you. Hallelujah. And then let the peace of God that passes all understanding come upon your heart and mind. And through Christ Jesus, Isaiah 26:3, you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon you. Or you could substitute the word focused on you or constantly thinking about you. Because we trust you, Father. We all want to be beneficiaries of that. Because as we march rather rapidly into Psalm 91, and if there is some really bad stuff on the agenda that's teed up on the, you know what I mean? On the end times agenda, it ain't going to be pretty. Why were there blue helmets? Why were there United Nations soldiers and guards and stuff? I saw the films. I saw the footage. I saw the UN people all over the place. There was even one, dagnabbit. I don't know if I'll run across it, but there was even an event that occurred around about the Illinois area, which was dagnabbit close to where I've frequently played that audio bite, where the man who's part of the emergency operations center for a county in Illinois calls up a local radio station and he says, well, they want us to know about where do we want to put mass graves? How are we going to harden our fire stations from heavy winds? Why do we got to inoculate people in 24 hours? And they can't figure it out because they're like, is it bird flu? That's like 10 years old, folks. Yeah. Could be happening anytime. We don't know. So we got to put it on the shelf. And we got to stay in the secret place of the Most High and stay ready. Because it's incredibly unlikely. I could be wrong. We all see through the mirror dimly. But I did, right? You know, I mean, to Jesus' credit, through me, I'm not taking credit for this. Jesus gets all the credit. The Holy Spirit and Jesus get all the credit. Probably our Heavenly Father's Son, if not a lot more than I even realize. But if you think about it, I'm astonished that I wrote an article called Multi-Phased Rescue Mission about Luke 12, 35, 36, and 37 way over 10 years ago. It was in 2011 that I wrote it, so that'd be 13 plus years ago. And now there's people writing books about three raptures: barley harvest, wheat harvest, and grape harvest. Isn't that something? It's pretty impressive confirmation. Then we have this guy, Pastor Briggs, who's everybody's going, wow, he's amazing. He's a prodigy. He's the greatest prophet ever in the entire world. And he tells everybody everybody's going to be chattering about aliens when Jesus comes for the rapture. I'm like, Pastor Briggs, listen to some of the David Doherty shows. We've been talking about this forever. Hallelujah. And all that information is still available on tribulationnow.com. As a matter of fact, the most recent article that I did for that particular subject. And of course, on the very first page, you'll still see Trump's reptilian eye and all that kind of creepy stuff. And the video of him doing the Scottish Rite senior initiation ceremony thing, whatever it is they do. But anyway, if you scroll down on the second page, you will find one entitled Barbara from God's Healer 7 confirms David Doherty's rapture vision. So she sees aliens associated with the rapture. So now we got Pastor Briggs. Barbara from God's Healer 7 came out with it first. But Tribulation Now has been talking about it for 10 plus years. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. This is old school stuff. I remember back 10 years ago, I used to say to the audience all the time, I'd say, welcome to the top 2% of the class. Now look at what everybody's saying. Huh? Were we the top 1% perhaps? And you know what? It's tough to be at the top of the class. It's very, very, very hard. And you know why it is? Because we know too much. We see everything. We see the reptilians. We see all the weird things that are going on. We see the trees that they call them walking trees, where this giant 40, 50 foot tree is just kind of mowing its way across an entire field all by itself. We see these things. We see the aliens in the backyard of the people in Los Angeles. We see these drone things, these blobs of light turning into drones. We've known about them for decades. We've talked about them an innumerable number of times. I can't even tell you how many thousands of radio shows I had to get rid of because of the copyright infringement. We had Barry Downing, who's been on Ancient Aliens multiple times. He wrote a book called UFOs in the Bible. Pastor Barry Downing. I'm not saying he's right about every little thing. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying any of that stuff, but it's all fuel for the fire. It's fuel for the understanding. It's fuel for seeing what's going on right now. It's fuel for being able to see beyond what all of our fellow brothers and sisters have been wondering about while we've been talking about it. Praise God. That's amazing. And that's just a whisper of things. There's many other things that the Lord had blessed me with randomly writing an article about. Sons of God, who are we and why are we here? I wrote it in the form of Angel Wars in the Original Sin Part 1, Angel Wars in the Original Sin Part 2, after I did several shows with Zen Garcia. And we had lots of conversations behind the scenes, and it was just amazing, just amazing. People that we had on talking about, Dr. Jerry Lee, the hundreds of hours that I conversed with him about all these things. It's just amazing to realize that we're not from here. We never were from here. And we are leaving very, very soon. When Jesus said, "Have I not said you are gods," in John 10:34, he was referring to Psalm 82, which says, God, our Heavenly Father, stands in the congregation of the mighty. He judges amongst the gods, little g gods, little g gods. And then he says, "Have I not said that you are all children of the Most High? But ye shall die like men." Well, nobody's ever written me an email yet to explain to me how a minor god with eternal life dies like a man. The only way is to incarnate into a man body. Oh, but what about Neanderthals? What about Cro-Magnon man? What about the Anunnaki? What about this? What about that? What about all the people, Atlantis and Lemuria and Mirror and all these people and these entities and these strange Nordic creatures that are hanging out to Trump, judgments and all these other things? And never mind Phil Schneider's testimony, who says the real alien agenda is to get us all killed with pandemics and poison shots. But I don't think I'm going to never mind it. Go watch Underground, the director's cut, on Prime. Test on Friday. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, let's take a look at what else we got on the list. Hungary, Argentina, and more are forming alliances with Trump. Okay, and this is like an alliance of people that are standing up against, theoretically, standing up against the World Economic Forum. But what we can see is that Trump is actually two-faced, very two-faced. Okay, so he speaks with a forked tongue. Remember, many shows ago, and I don't know how many, but many shows ago, I said the why in the road, whether it be the Trump why or the Kamala why, they're both going to the same place. Well, they are. We can see it in progress right now. All right, breaking news. It says the United States Marines have arrived at the southern border. And by the way, they got a lot of footage right now. And so you're seeing all kinds of mechanized units, tanks, or they look like tanks, or some kind of half tracks or whatever. They're all over the place down there. They got helicopters going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. They've got all kinds of National Guard that are called up down there. So they're making a big deal out of it. They're breaking into people's houses in Chicago. They're breaking into people's houses in sanctuary states. They're breaking into all kinds of places. And people are making a big fuss. There's fighting going on. There are people protesting right now down in Texas and going, "No, you're not touching us. We've been here for years and years and years." These are people that have come in from Mexico and have been working legitimate. My roof, the roof of my house, was done by Mexicans. Let me tell you something. If I had it done by American workers, it would have cost me $50,000. It cost me $10,000, and it was done in one day. Okay. Now, what am I saying? I'm just saying that I don't know. I feel like complete non-discretional, carte blanche, total elimination of the people that have been here. And I think, and to some degree, have earned through the school of blood, sweat, and tears, some extra consideration. But, you know, that's my opinion. You know, and opinions are like, you know, body parts. We all have them, and they're all unpleasant, if you know what I mean. Okay, next one up. Breaking. The United States Marines. Okay, we got that. Department of Education tears down all DEI. And this person says, holy cow, it's all coming crashing down. So they people were logging into all the different DOE, or that's not Department of Energy, that's Department of Education sites, and they're seeing them ripping down all their diversity stuff. Lots of it. Tons of it. Entire pages are disappearing. All right. So this is very, very noteworthy as far as that particular agenda is concerned. It's the other stuff, the alternate agenda, the other stuff that we need to be watching after, because those are the markers that mark where we're at right now. All right. Let's keep on plowing through this. Okay. Let's see. So the Department of Justice has a shakeup going on right now. We have warnings that went to the J6 committee that they're going to be subpoenaed by Pam Bondi. So this is very significant. That this is absolutely retribution. Fire with fire, karma, call it whatever you want to, but it's happening right now. Absolutely, bar any, it's there. Everybody's talking about it, and it is really happening. All right, next headline up. Praise Jesus. Alex Jones, breaking bombshell. Trump just seized over $300 billion from Biden's Green New Deal as a slush fund, he calls it, from the Green New Deals, and he's going to put it on projects that make sense, says Alex Jones, before he flips out over warp drive due. See, you only got to give Jones about 24 hours, and he's going to find something to flip out about, for sure. And he's always seems to be lately, he's been, ever since the Sandy Hook thing, he has been very timid. He waits a long time for confirmation. And we're already on like chapter 6 and he's on chapter 2. And I'm like, oh, I'm not going to listen to that noise. You know, it used to be I would go, he would be my first stop. Alex Jones, he's on top of everything. And it's just not like that anymore. He's very slow to catch on to things because he needs to confirm it. Well, all right, fine. Confirm it. But we're moving on. We're in chapter 8 now. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Next one up. Pentagon announces 10-day social media pause. Now, what this is for the military, the people that are serving in the United States military, all the different branches, and evidently, starting as of January the 25th, which is a couple of days ago, there is going to be a blackout for all military personnel for the use of social media. Now, what does that mean? Why are they doing it? I have no idea. Is there a sinister, evil thing behind it? Boy, nowadays, is that a question you have to ask twice or what? Pentagon announces 10-day social media outage, all right, for the military. Next one up, $25 billion in penalties for the harm China caused Americans during COVID-19. So Donald Trump is telling Xi Jinping, hey, you owe us $25 billion in penalties for all the evil stuff that happened during COVID-19. Never mind that it came out of Fort Detrick. Never mind that it was created by DARPA in the United States of America. Never mind it's part of the alien agenda and the MILLABS. Never mind all that stuff. Never mind that information is freely available to the entire world. Never mind that the movie Plandemic, which is made out of three parts, is available for Trump to watch, but he's obviously not. So what is going on here? They're talking about confiscating the land that China owns in the United States, which happens to be plots of land that are surprisingly, or not so surprisingly, right beside where Bill Gates owns property. Isn't that kind of weird? So then I thought to myself, I better watch, that movie, Chinese Dawn or whatever it is. Okay, I forget the name, but anyway, I watched it. I watched the latest one that they made, too. I was even cheering. I was like, something Dawn, Red Dawn, that's it. I watched the newest one that they made, and it was actually pretty darn good. Really was. But I didn't get any prophetic undertones from it at all. It was just fun to watch. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Next one up. Hallelujah. Okay, breaking. Massive explosion hits China's Shanghai. Pyongyang Food Mall. Several people are down. This is very terrible. And it was a very big explosion. Now, see, if Trump commandeers $25 billion of land assets that belong to China, the CCP, they're going to come to collect the check. They're going to come to collect the debt. So when you look up, all you people who live up in Canada that are listening to this program, many of whom I have never talked to, but I know you're there. I know you're there. I want a phone call. You can sign up for Google Chat. All you do is you type in jbaptist777@gmail.com. Okay, jbaptist777@gmail.com. You can use Google Meet. You can use Google Chat. Okay, but you need to hook up with me because I need a phone call from Canada. And no excuses, because when you see those Tu-95 bombers coming over, or the Chinese bombers, even worse, coming over Canada, because that's the way they're coming. They're coming. Why do you think Trump wants Greenland? Not only because of the rare earth minerals that are there, but because the northern end of Greenland is a military strategic stronghold. They can put underground bases there, launched long-range intercontinental ballistic missiles, and their trajectory time to hit the target in Russia is something like, 7 minutes. That's how close the northern tip of Greenland is to the northern end where, St. Petersburg is, and shortly south of that is where Moscow is. They're very, very close together. So when Red Dawn occurs, those planes are going to come over Canada, and I want a call. Thank you in advance. Thank you very much in advance. Right, kids? Johnny wants a call. Okay. Please, somebody call me. I want an early warning. I want to be able to get on the thing on the radio here and warn everybody. The Chinese are coming. The Chinese are coming. I'll be like the Paul Revere of the 21st century. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Next one up. Tuberculosis outbreaks hit Kansas. They are the worst in the United States history. So according to this report, there are 66 active tuberculosis cases and 79 latent infection. So they're looking at this as a really super duper duper bad thing. It says most of them are in Wyandotte County and Johnson County in Kansas. All right, so you are now officially aware of that. Next one up. All right, mass deportation is underway. We already know about all that. We're going to move on. Israel is getting 2,000-pound bombs from the United States. They're filling up the entire back of C-130s with 2,000-pound bombs, as much as they can possibly carry by weight. And they're dropping them off over in... Yes, you guessed it. I don't even have to say anything about it. We already know. We all already know. Don't we? Yes, we do. So let's just leave it alone. Remember, we are not from here. We are not staying here. Our citizenship is in heaven, Philippians 3:20. And we need to keep our minds stayed on things above and not on things of this world. Continuous self-examination and confession, correction, and prayer for lots and lots of help, that we can be counted worthy. We need to be counted worthy. All of us do. Gaza is filled with Hamas members. Again, they have all kinds of photographs. Boy, I'll tell you what. Let me tell you something. I am shocked. I really didn't think I was going to see that, but I do. It is now all over the internet, and there are videos. You would think after the absolute leveling of Gaza and the horrible atrocities that have occurred in Gaza that, maybe Hamas might hang low. Well, they're not. They're in the streets. They have guns. They have trucks. They have equipment. It is not good. So they are essentially saying, bring it on. We're ready to rumble. I'm like, come on, man. Are you kidding me, man? You just had 30,000 kids killed and you're in the streets again with weapons? So anyway, we need to stay out of it. James 4:4. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that being friends with the earth is being at enmity, hatred with God? We don't want to be at hatred with our Father. We are beings of light and love. And we are leaving very, very soon. Put it on a shelf. Keep your eyes open. Dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, and isn't it lovely to find out that President Trump has now started to hint around publicly about rejoining the World Health Organization. Boy, that lasted a long time. I couldn't even finish my hot dog before he came back and rescinded. Is he going to do it? How much do you want to bet? Oh, my gosh. It's just so sickening and twisted. I just want to... Okay. Anyway, I won't say it out loud. But that's what I want to do. All right. Large-scale military agency nuclear incident training exercise takes place on 126 to 131 in Schenectady, Albany. So they are in Schenectady in Albany, New York. They are doing NBC, nuclear, biological, and chemical warfare training to practice... practice for the next big event. And I'm wondering why my printer is doing strange things. Maybe I'm being sent a special telegram from those aliens. Very strange. I'll just go ahead and let it print out the telegram. It'll probably say, Johnny Baptist, you are on our watch list. Stop. Johnny Baptist, stop talking about us aliens. Stop. Johnny Baptist, stop doing radio shows. Stop. Johnny Baptist. Whatever. 101st Airborne are heading to the United States-Mexican border. Trump is planning to rejoin the World Health Organization. Closed border caravan of 3,000 illegal aliens are getting dropped off in a southern part right around, just south of, what do they call that? Something pass that they have to go through to enter into Guatemala. It's really horrible. Okay, they're dropping more people off. Thousands and thousands and thousands of more immigrants are coming this way now. Right now they are. I like this particular report. The good news about driving a car that's 20 years old. Hello. Anybody can. Yeah, that's me. Okay. Is that they don't spy on you. So if that ain't a little bit of good news, I don't know what is. Praise God. Oh, anyway, 20 year old cars do not spy on you. Okay, so Jordan rejects. Donald Trump comes out and publicly says, Jordan, you need to take some of these Palestinians. We need to move them over there to you. And Jordan goes, no, we categorically deny it. You're not moving any Palestinians into our country. And then he goes, Egypt, you need to take some of the Palestinians. We're going to move them over to you. And Egypt goes, no, don't even think about bringing them over here. We don't want anything to do with them. Now, historically speaking, most people are unaware that once upon a time, the Palestinians were relocated. They were moved to Jordan. They were moved to other countries surrounding the area. And boy, oh boy, did it almost cause the largest regional war to break out in the area in the history of the world. The hatred that is in the heart of these people is drilled in from a tiny little baby. When they're 1, 2, 3 years old, they're walking around with guns in their hands. They're being taught pure, bloody, unadulterated murder and hatred. Now, does that give me any feelings of anything? No, because my citizenship is not from here. I am a being of light and love, and I get to pray for everybody. God hates the sin, but he loves the sinner. Pray for them. Pray for angels to be sent down in dreams and visions of the night when deep sleep falls upon men, when they slumbereth upon their bed, to save their souls from the pit and to seal their instruction. Job 33:14 and 15, King James. Praise God. So they're telling him, Jordan says no, Egypt says no, everybody says no, forget about it, you're not going to do it. All right. The WEF is throwing a fit. They're coming out publicly with what they perceive as their situation, which is not good. This is emergency sanctions on Colombia. That already is blown over. Trump tried to send a couple of jets down full of immigrants. The president of Colombia, who's a heavy-duty leftist. Hold on just a second. Oh, no. Okay. I'll have to call that person back. But anyway... as the story goes, the planes were dispatched. They were trying to land in Colombia. The Colombian president goes, no, turn them around. We're not going to do it. Donald Trump says, then 25% tax or 25% tariff, and we're going to move it to 50%, and then we're going to do this, and we're going to block this, and we're going to sanction you this way, sanction you that way, sanction you. You have sanctions. Then all of a sudden, the president of Colombia says, okay, wait a second. How about we send you one of our jets? Well, long story short, they changed their mind almost immediately, and now, supposedly, it's all rectified. Is it really rectified? Well, I guess we won't really know for a couple of days until we find out. But anyway, it's just one of those things. Emergency sanctions on Colombia is another report. Globalist endgame, bird flu, soldiers abroad, and armies of migrants. Alert! 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 All right. Trump being the Antichrist? Oh, no, he's not. Absolutely not. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. So let me see here. There's one here I definitely want to play. Read cornered WEF animals are the most dangerous. Hold on a second. Let me take a look at this. Probably not that important. Okay. I'm not going to read that. It's just going to take me too long. All right. Let me go back. Praise God. And open up. I want to make sure I don't miss this. Large scale, Trump to rejoin, closed borders, good news about breaking, Jordan rechecks, Russia, Dmitry Medvedev, Jared Kushner has plans to develop land in Gaza. We know that. We also know about all the LNG that goes out for a couple of miles that they want to get gazillions of dollars from. Okay, let's see here. There's all the Columbia stuff, alert, globalist endgame, bird flu soldiers. There's something else on here. Wait a minute, where is it? Biggs, aliens coming before Jesus comes, Trump, Antichrist, absolutely not. The president of Honduras pushes back against Trump. There's another fight that's brewing. The government of Colombia has finally agreed. Breaking, Russia has liberated Ukraine's last stronghold in the southern part of Donbass. Okay, I didn't scroll up. Okay, my bad. Oh, and Elon Musk now has to report to that Susie Wiles person that a lot of people are still saying is part of the WEF. I just can't confirm it. Did they delete it? Did they censor it from everything and everywhere? Do we know? I don't know for sure, but something creepy is going on. Elon Musk was pushing for an office in the White House, and now he has to report to Susie Wiles. What's up with that? Did Trump shapeshift and go, rah, 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 and Susie Wiles goes, good reptile. Good reptile. I don't know. But you need to hear this. All right. So. Oh, that one's important. Oh, man. Where's the one? President Honduras, Trump, Antichrist, absolutely not. Come on, man, I just found it. Oracle CIA over TikTok, breaking government of Colombia. Come on. I need the one that, okay, Trump backs up Warp Speed 2.0, UFO Trump Tower in Las Vegas, great image. Okay, that's good. WEF plans to kill Trump. Okay, you know, to pardon anyone who successfully kills him, you know, gets all this stuff. Hold on a second. Small spaceship entered a larger ship, breaking. Illegals with foreign flags are currently blocking traffic. Russia has liberated the Ukraine. The government of Colombia. Where is it? Where is the one? There's one here in my list that says, okay, that's no. I'll try this one, but I don't think it's it. Nope, it's not. All right, I'll go back and try another. I've got to find this one. It's so doggone important. How did I miss it? Okay, forensics UN is doing a construction site in Indiana. Oh, United Nations. It is Indiana. It is Indiana. Look, that's where that audio bite's coming from that I mentioned before. The one where they're talking about, you know, you got to fortify your fire, your firehouses for strong winds. You got to inoculate everybody. Oh my gosh, it's in Indiana. Wow. Emergency sanctions. Okay, so somewhere in here, Trump to redo the large-scale money, 101st Airborne, the good news about breaking. It's got to be here. I know I saw it. Animals are the most dangerous. Small spaceships, UFO Trump Tower, WEF, the plans to kill. I'm going to play this one. I'm just going to go ahead and play it. This is TPV Sean again.
The faceless unelected global elite are rattled, but they're still lurking in the shadows, pulling the strings from behind the scenes. Their ultimate goal? To take down President Donald Trump before he can completely dismantle their New World Order agenda. After flying their private jets to the Swiss mountain resort of Davos Clusters, the global elite are convening as we speak, and reports from the back rooms reveal a diabolical plan. According to insiders, Schwab is promising to pardon anybody who successfully assassinates Trump once the globalists seize control of the United States. But it gets worse. This assassin will be celebrated as a hero in the New World Order, rewarded for their role in ushering in their twisted vision of power. Before we dive in, join the People's Voice Locals community if you haven't already, and sign up to become a member of the world's first ever
cybernation that truly believes in life. We don't need the advertisement. I found it. Kids, are you ready? Listen to this. This is coming from, let me see if it has a person. It says a Davos panel. The guy supposedly is speaking on behalf of the European Union, but it doesn't say what his name is. But listen to what he says. And by the way, remember, a cornered animal is the most dangerous. I'm going to say that again. A cornered animal is the most dangerous. Listen to this. Davos.
Trump has done something no person in the world has ever done before. A dead politician has risen. Somebody who four years ago at Davos, he's buried, dead politically, known to me. He's now returned. This is the greatest comeback in political history of a politician. And then, therefore, he thinks he can do anything.
We need to also factor in not only who's won, which is Trump, but who's lost, which is to say us. And I guess I would throw into that the epitome of the us who is losing here is...
He's talking about the World Economic Forum. Who's losing here? Us.
Europe. That the European Union and by and large its member states have misread the direction where events were going. The causes that it is interested in, climate, human rights, some others, as well as the methods of diplomacy that it prefers, are simply being gradually kind of marginalized as something new, not necessarily something better, but something new moves into the center.
All right, praise God. So we got the big report for the aliens. President Honduras starting a fight with Donald Trump over things. We're going to expect that to expand for sure. The Colombian thing seems to be kind of winding down a little bit. Russia, wonderful for them. They have freed the southern part of the Donbass, which makes it especially easy to negotiate a ceasefire. That is providing that the forces to be over there, the evil alien, the evil satanic global crime syndicate over there, is willing to let bygones occur, and the land that was freed with the Russian-speaking people that have been horribly, horribly attacked by the Azov Battalion for years and years and years and years and years, crying out for help. Somebody do something. Their children being blown up on their way to work, landmines being picked up, kids with arms blown off. This is the way they've been living. They've been living this way for years and years and years, and finally, Putin said, enough is enough. Enough is enough. So if they are willing to let Putin annex the Donbass region, the Mariupol, all the things that we talked about on last program, then they'll probably come to an agreement pretty quick. But we don't know, because you've got the NATO people. You got Trump babbling about, well, maybe a withdrawal from NATO. But what is he really going to do? He said, one second he's not going to be a part of the WHO. Next second he's changing his mind. Next thing he's doing this. Next second he's doing that. One second he's against the shot. Next thing he's doing poison shots. Next second he's having clandestine meetings with Bill Gates. It never seems to end. This man can't make up his mind. And every time he does make a second choice, it always goes straight to the pit, right to the devil. Every time. But he's not the Antichrist. So we have a little bit of time left. And I'm going to share with you something. And I've got to move quickly. So I'm going to try. And it's hard to move quickly because it just is. I'm opening up my Kindle on my cellular phone. And I'm going to try to read this to you, because it's pretty cool stuff. I'm now opening up the book, Apollyon Rising 2012. I told you that I was going to start. Now, I think I'm going to start reading excerpts from other books as well. There's a lot. I think I'm also going to share my version of God's cosmology, the universe, the trillions of life forms, who we were before we incarnated into a man body or a human body. What were the Neanderthals? Who was Cro-Magnon man? What about Atlantis and Lemuria? Were they real? All these things. Where did the Garden of Eden come from? Did it start on Earth? Or was it another dimension? Did they get injected into a planet teeming for life? And why did God regret putting mankind on Earth? He surely did. Take another look at Genesis. It's amazing. All right, so I'm opening up Apollyon Rising 2012, and I'm going to go to my notepad thing here, which shows me the notes. And I'm going to go ahead and see if I can work my way through it. Now, Tom Horn points out that Thomas Jefferson denigrated Jesus publicly, blah, blah, blah. And he points out the writings of Jefferson, also the references to the Matrix. I could go into all that stuff, but I'm not. The cremation of Care, the Bohemian Grove, how it's covered in the Old Testament. It's some really super duper creepy stuff. They had bracelets and they would run through, they'd run through the countryside, and everything that was in their path, they would kill it. They would kill it, and they would take their bracelets, and these bracelets had some sort of supernatural satanic power where they could literally suck the souls out of the entities that they killed. The man, women, and child, every single thing that was in their way. It was really horrible. They were known as the Bacchae. Can't believe I just remember that. Wow. Well, at least part of my brain is working. And then, of course, you got Francis Bacon, The New Atlantis. 1600s, this Rosicrucian writes about the New Atlantis. He says there's going to be the birth of a new country. It's going to become very, very great. And then we're going to burn it to the ground like the phoenix bird. And out of its ashes are going to rise the New World Order. 1600s. Oh, I thought they only thought of it in 1988 when Ralph Epperson wrote the book, The New World Order. Wrong. Okay, so anyway, let me see if this is the right one. All right, let me scroll back a couple of pages. I don't see it here. All right, so let me hit here. I don't even know what page I am because they don't do pagination the same way with Kindle as they do with books. So I'm just going to go ahead and start reading. Quote, regardless, I wonder if it'll tell you what chapter, the lost symbol of something, but it's not telling me the whole thing. For Kindle people, it's a location 1154 of 5,777. All right, whatever. I'm going to read some of this to you because it's really, really interesting. And it's been long already forgotten by the vast majority of people out there. Even those who even remembered or read about it have forgotten about it. It's very important to take note that Obama was born to a white woman who worked for a CIA front in Indonesia called the Ford Foundation. And they had been planning to take this boy Obama, who is an Indonesian boy, that there are plenty of photographs of, wearing Muslim garb, okay? And he was born in Kenya. He fits the perfect, he's a perfect rendition of the Son of Kenya prophecy, which I have read to you multiple times. It talks about how a man, a son of Kenya, will rise up and take control over the United States of America, and it will bring it and down it and will completely destroy it. That was back in like 1918 or something. Okay, the Son of Kenya prophecy. I really don't see God changing his mind. I'm going to read some of this to you. And I quote, and I'm watching my time now. Got to be careful here. Regardless of how fantastic it seems, a thorough examination of the events happening on the following 9/11 can affirm what linguistic specialists and semioticians, I don't know what that is, I consulted, called persuasive evidence of an open conspiracy, or one that was flatly stated, an undeniable occult signature linked to 9/11, he says. Some pointed out how the number 11 and the number known to the as the 11th hour, or last last opportunity to stop an emergency, turns up repeatedly as the market or as the marker tied to 9/11. Then he goes on to say, the phone number called during the emergency was 911. Likewise matches the date on which the Twin Towers were attacked. But in an occult numerology, the number 11 means much more than this. It is the first master number and representative of a dark vibration. When doubled to 22, this vision is combined with action. And when tripled to 33, the signal of the highest and most important actions of Freemasonry, in which it was the vision and action, have combined to produce accomplishments in the world. I could go on and read a bit. It says, is it therefore a mere coincidence the exact 11 years were following the date that George Herbert Walker Bush announced the New World Order? He ties a whole bunch of other stuff together. He mentions the 11th day of the 11th hour of the exact 11th, and it just goes on and on and on and on. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now I'm going to scroll ahead because I want to get to a lot of this other stuff that is just absolutely mind-shattering. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I may not be able to get it by scrolling page by page. I may have to scroll down. Okay, here we go. It says, as public opinion, it's talking about Obama rising to power and becoming the presidential candidate. As public opinion is engineered toward final acceptance of the international subordination, checking my time. Good. We would expect to see these mirrors of occult involvement continue. Recently, there have been so many semiotic messages, visible signs, and audible references that communicate the subliminal ideas in the open that it's starting to feel as if little g gods are mocking us, challenging us, or not. We will willingly admit their involvement. This has been exponentially true since the election of the United States President Barack Hussein Obama, the president of the world, he was called, according to the news services around the planet. While the grandiose title, President of the World, granted Obama by euphoric crowds on election night, remains to be prophetic. The glorified ideal behind it reflects the glory, the global hunger for and a movement toward the arrival of, quote, the one. That's what they called him. Who represents the invisible energies, agencies mentioned above, and who, for a while, will appear to be the world's answer man. Then he goes on, he says, consider the unprecedented message rhetoric that reporters, politicians, celebrities, and even preachers used in celebrating the spiritual nature of Obama's meteoric rise from near obscurity to U.S. president, and how this reflects people's strong desire for the coming of an earthly savior. San Francisco Chronicle columnist Mark Morford characterized it as, quote, a sort of powerful luminosity in Obama. In Morford's opinion, this was because Obama is, quote, a light worker, that rare kind of attuned being who has the ability to help usher in a new way of being on the planet. The dean of Martin Luther King Jr. International Chapel, Lawrence Carter, went further, comparing Obama to the coming of Jesus Christ. Quote, it's powerful and significant on a spiritual level that there is an emergence of Barack Obama. No one saw him coming. The Christians believe that God comes at us from strange angles and places that we don't expect, like Jesus was born in a manger. Dinesh Sharma, in a marketing science consultant for a marketing science compartment with a PhD in psychology from Harvard, appraised Obama, likewise saying, quote, many see in Obama a messiah-like figure, a great soul, and some affectionately call him Mahatma Obama. Barack's appeal is actually messianic. He communicates God-like energy. What if God decided to incarnate as a man preaching hope and change? And what if they let him slip away, not availing ourselves to be led by God, says Stephen Davis of the Journal Gazette. This is bigger than Kennedy, they say. This is the New Testament. I feel the thrill going up my leg. No. I mean, I don't have to have that often. No, seriously, this is dramatic, Chris Matthews says on MSNBC. The Does it not feel like some special hand is guiding Obama on his journey? I mean, as he said, the utter improbability of it all, writes the Daily Kos. Obama, to me, was not just an ordinary human being, but indeed an advanced soul. Come to lead America out of this mess, says Lynn Sweet, writer of the Chicago Sun-Times. He, Obama, is not operating on the same plane as ordinary politicians. The agent of transformation is in the age of revolution as the figure uniquely qualified to open doors in the 21st century, former United States Gary Hart wrote in the Huffington Post. He is not the Word made flesh, Jesus, but the triumphant Word over the flesh, better than Jesus. Obama is, at his best, able to call us back to our highest selves, says Ezra Klein in the article written in The Prospect. Obama has the capacity to summon heroic forces from the spiritual depths of the ordinary citizens to unleash there from a symphonic chorus of unique creative acts whose common purpose is to tame the soul and alleviate the great challenges facing mankind. Gerald Campbell in the article First Things First. Obama was blessed and highly favored. I think his election was divinely ordered. I'm a preacher and a pastor, and I know that God has a plan, and I think he is used for some purpose, says Jenny Scott of the New York Times, or in the article in the New York Times. He won't just heal our cities and states and souls. He will bring the heavenly kingdom dreamt of in both Platonism and Christianity to the earth. He will heal the earth itself, says Micah Tillman. And the Free Press Liberal. The event itself is so extraordinary that another chapter could be added to the Bible to chronicle its significance, says Representative Jesse Jackson. In Politico. Although he tried to keep it subtle himself, Obama encouraged such public perception of himself as anointed one whose time had come. Officially produced Obama campaign advertising, consistently use of such words as faith and hope and change. Republican nominee John McCain picked up on this during the run for office and put out a cynical video called The One, using some of Obama's very own words against him. The video mocked Obama's play as a Christ-like figure, showing him in New Hampshire saying, "A light beam will shine through, will light you up, and you will experience an epiphany." Another part of the video included Obama during his nomination victory speech in St. Paul, Minnesota, saying, "This was the moment when the rise of the oceans began to slow and our planet began to heal." Anybody who followed the presidential campaign would have picked up on the same nuances. Angelic children organized to sing about Obama. Logos depicting rays of sun beaming out from his O-shaped hand sign. A gesture Hitler used to use as well. Books as Nikki Grimes, Barack Obama, Son of Promise, Child of Hope, Simon and Schuster, Comparisons to Plato, the Philosopher King. "The world is looking for a superstar," wrote Prophecy in the News founder J.R. Church. Prophecy in the News founder J.R. Church. "The world is looking for a superstar." He's talking about Obama, folks. "Who can solve the problems of our planet? That elusive dream of a world without war, poverty, and disease, a way that is just beyond our reach. Most politicians are perplexed, overwhelmed by the magnitude of the problem. They are convinced that the dilemma cannot be solved by the commerce or systems, but by democracy or by democracy and socialism. Most believe that it can only be solved by a man, a superhuman superstar, like Obama. Will Obama become the superhuman superstar that the world is watching for? If symbolic gestures are any indication, there certainly are plenty of those religious folks out there that during his march into the White House that thought that he was, or that he at least was, a forerunner of The One. Dozens of churches and faith groups, including mainline Protestants, organized activities to mark Obama's inauguration as a spiritual event. Randall Balmer, professor of religion and American history at Columbia University, admitted that he had never seen anything like it before. CNN went so far as to compare Obama's inauguration to the Hajj, the journey of the Muslims to the holy city of Mecca, an obligatory pilgrimage that demonstrates their dedication to Allah. In Des Moines, Iowa, an inauguration parade for Obama included a symbol simulation of the triumphant entry of Jesus Christ on a facsimile of Obama riding upon a donkey. You know what? There's more. But if I read much more, I'm going to upchuck on my microphone. And I'm not going to do it. If you haven't gotten the gist of it by now, then you're missing out. You're missing out. If you think the Global Satanic Crime Syndicate, oh, look, so get this. Okay, so small spaceship breaking illegals, Russia liberated, governed. Okay, hold on. There's one more I'd like to play, and I may not be able to. Eyes on the skies, hundreds of thousands of UFOs is talking about plan to kill Trump. Ah, listen to this. Oh, okay, so I already played this. Praise God. This is TPV Sean. And if you listen to the entire thing, if you go and listen to TPV Sean's WEF promises to pardon anyone who successfully assassinates Donald Trump. I got 5 minutes left of the second hour. Let's go ahead and fire this up again. Here we go.
Baseless on Alexa Global Elite or
twisted programmable.
Okay, hold on.
There's a plan.
Their most sinister move could still lie ahead.
All right.
The elite are prepared to unleash hell
listen
by targeting the duly elected president of the United States, a leader determined to undo their agenda and chart a new course for America. According to a whistleblower from the inside of the WF in Davos, the global elite are so confident that they will succeed, they've already begun planning for life after Trump.
I don't have much time. Listen carefully. I've been with the World Economic Forum for over a decade. What I'm about to tell you is, it's beyond what you could imagine. There's a plan, an operation we've been orchestrating. It's called Operation Red Dawn. The aim? To eliminate the U.S. president through what they call stochastic terrorism. They're manipulating...
Okay, I can't not say something. Operation Red Dawn? Trump is going to hold back $25 billion of Chinese funds and lands? I watch Red Dawn this weekend because I'm bored and I'm looking for something to watch. They call it Operation Red Dawn. Oh, but I'm sure that's all a coinkydink. Or maybe not.
Activists. But the real horror is with the MK Ultra victims. These are people once subjected to mind control experiments, now reactivated for this purpose. Their minds are malleable, programmable. They've been told that killing Trump is their final mission, their redemption for past traumas. Then there are the deranged liberals. People radicalized by fear and misinformation. They've been promised pardons, hero status once the globalists fully take over. Can you believe it? They're being told they're the brave ones, fighting for a new world order. They've concocted this twisted promise, telling these souls that when the new world order rises, the one who carries out this act will be revered, they'll be pardoned, celebrated as a hero, living in luxury, above the law. They're painting this picture of a paradise where the assassin will be rich, powerful, untouchable. It's all to manipulate these poor, misguided individuals into believing they're part of something monumental, when in reality, they're just pawns in our darkest game. They've fine-tuned this operation using social media algorithms, psychological operations. They're not just targeting Trump. This is about control, about showing the world who really holds power. MK Ultra survivors, they're the perfect soldiers for this war. Silent, obedient, and utterly convinced of their cause because of the deep-seated programming. You need to expose this. The manipulation, the exploitation of these broken souls, it's inhumane. It's about pushing society into chaos, then stepping in as the saviors. I'm risking everything here. If they find out, you know what happens to whistleblowers. But this cannot stand. The world needs to know the truth about MK Ultra, about how far they're willing to go. I'll be on the move after this call. Don't try to contact me back on this number. I'll find you when I can.
All righty. So, you've heard it. We'll see what happens. Put it all on the shelf. We don't know how it's going to go down. We don't know how anything is going to go down. What we do know is everything is awry. Nothing makes sense. The Y in the road was exactly what I thought it was going to be. And we live in a pretty creepy world. And I have no doubt in my mind. I will never change my mind about who the Antichrist is. I know who the Antichrist is. I hope that someday, maybe, as we're waiting, as we're praying, as we're dwelling in the secret place of the Most High and praying to be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass, and we know how horrible they are. I hope that each and every one of you have an angel right into your heart, like God has written on my heart who the Antichrist is, because then you will have an anchor on the biblical timeline. Let's watch. Let's pray together. God bless you all. Have a blessed rest of your week. Thank you for praying for me. And God bless you. End of hour 2.